You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Step one in this, you talk about volume of routes. Yeah, Kincaid doesn't run the same amount of routes as other NFL tight ends. That's because the Bills are 28th in percentage of offensive plays that were passes last year. Josh Allen had 483 passing attempts last year, right? They're just not a high-volume passing offense. So, yeah, he's not going to have as many routes run. That's just logic. They were fifth in run rate. That's what the Bills do. They're a high-volume run team. They're not a high-volume pass. And so, yes, the volume of routes will be lower. However, Dalton Kincaid last year was the highest targeted tight end in the NFL per route run. When the Bills throw the ball, they want to throw it to Dalton Kincaid.
That is the mighty Joe Marino from our morning show earlier this week, talking about Dalton Kincaid and the opportunities and maybe lack thereof that may present themselves because of the way the Bills choose to play offense. It worked certainly to great success last year, 30 points a game, highest scoring offense in the history of the team. We'll see if they can put that back on the field again without someone sort of breaking through in the receiver group. Interesting. It sounds like Joe's pretty bullish on Kincaid there. Our last guest, Matt Perino, makes a good point about how important it is to a lot of people over there that Kincaid hit. That doesn't have to make it happen, but maybe they will try to feature him, and that could end up bearing fruit. We'll see where that all goes. Glad to have you with us here on a Friday afternoon here in the summer. Mike is off today. I am the Bulldog. And I don't know, I need to reset the whole thing here, but we had a chance to talk to Danny Gare last week on my birthday. Mike set up a bunch of people to come and join the show for my 60th birthday. It was very, very, very thoughtful of him, and I'm grateful that he did it. And Danny is my favorite all-time Saber, and I've said that to him on the air. I said it that day, but while we were talking, it sort of struck me. It's the day of free agency in the NHL, and it's a pretty solemn isn't even the right word, although maybe at this point it is. You're hardly mad anymore that they don't do anything, the Sabres. I mean, they did some stuff, but not the big move you were hoping was coming on the heels of the J.J. Paterka trade. And so we're talking to Danny, like, this is how they get you. Like, you fall in love with these players, and you're a fan for life, and, like, wow, like, you know, there's my story on Danny, and, like, he's that guy for me. I cried. I was 81. I'm 15 years old. He gets traded to Detroit. I cried. I was so upset. Like, Danny Gare, man, come on, this is my guy. So I thought, you know, Friday, summer, like, we're still ahead. We're in this, you know, this little pocket here where there's just not a lot of things. Like, we could always have a conversation about different Bills things, like I just did with Matt Perino, but I thought it'd be really cool to hear from this audience about, like, your Danny Gare, basically, like, where the fuse got lit for you with sports. You know, if it's Bills and Sabres, great. If it's not, also fine. I mean, Matt Parrino's guy is Don Mattingly with the Yankees. Grew up in a baseball house and a Yankee house, and, like, that's just how it worked for him. And so, for me, like, the Sabres, like, I'm 5 years old when they debut. By the time Danny's on the team and they're in the finals against the Flyers in 75, I'm 10. Wheelhouse city. This is perfect, right? So thought it'd be cool to spend some time today hearing your versions of that story. And so that's what we're doing. 803-0550 is the number if you'd like to get in. We'd love to have you. Plenty of room. And we're clear for the rest of the day, by the way, as we make our way through the afternoon. Tom is going to be first up this segment. Hi, Tom. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Bulldog, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you? Time.
Good. My what got me into sports was back in the early 70s. Me and you are relatively the same age, a couple years apart. I'm a little bit older. But between O.J., McAdoo, and Peril, we had the three best athletes in all of the three of the four main sports here. And it was amazing. And that's what got me into it. And the thing you're talking about with Danny Garrett, like, he was so awesome. And just the way he was a little guy, but my God, he fought everybody. And Clark Gillies is a big one for me.
Yeah.
But with that said, that's what got me going, Bulldog. And
yep.
God bless you. And love your show.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. Appreciate you listening all these years. And yeah, man, that's the thing about Danny. Like, it's just such a different era. Like, Danny's a 50-goal scorer that would fight Clark Gillies and Dave Schultz. Like, guys that were – it's funny. Dave Schultz was at – there was a roast for Danny Garrett some years ago. I got to roast Dave Schultz. I mean, not really. I mean, we're there to roast, but I was like one of the I wasn't one of the people on the dais, but I got to get up and say a few words, and like Dave Schultz, and like meeting him, because he was so much bigger than Danny, I expected him to be like a monster in person, and he's, you know, not that big. It's just that Danny was. Danny was not a big guy. I meant to look today. I mean, I could go find it easy enough. I want to guess like 5'9 is maybe what he was listed at. And Schultz might only been like 6'1, 6'2. You know, there weren't a lot of really big guys playing hockey. Like, you know, when Lindros showed up in the 90s, that was kind of a, dare I say, like almost kind of a freak show to have a 6'4", 250-pound forward was not that common. I mean, Mario was a big man, but not in the way that Lindros was a wrecking ball. And growing up, there weren't that many guys that were that size that played hockey. But anyway, Danny was little, and he fought all his own battles and was just a beauty and scored like crazy. 50-goal scorer, just a wonderful player to watch and grow up rooting for. And so, but that era, the caller's right. I mean, this came up just the other day, too. Like, McAdoo, Parrell, OJ, like, it's hard to beat. Like, having that triumvirate in this town at the same time was really, really hot. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Scott is up next. Hi, Scott. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. How you doing today?
Great. I'm great. Thank you.
I love the question of what lit the fuse and whether there be a player or not. For me, it was kind of a player, but more so like a specific Bills game.
Uh-huh.
I'm too young for the Super Bowl era. So around like 8, 9 years old, like my first players I kind of really liked were like the later 90s, like Flutie, Molds.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still kind of getting warmed up to, you know, being a sports fan. What really lit the fuse, though, was my dad bought us season tickets for me to really start diving in when we got Bledsoe. And it wasn't Bledsoe, but I remember with the offseason we signed to Keo Spikes.
Mm-hmm.
He was really hyped up. And that opening day against New England, when we beat the crap out of them, 31-0, Spikes absolutely went off. He had like two interceptions, sack. Lawyer Malloy's pumping up the entire crowd. Sam Adams with a pick six. I'm like 12 or 13 at this time. And seeing that crowd, I'm like, wow, I'm hooked. I'm absolutely hooked to this whole scene, this environment. And the cherry on top was, I'll never forget tailgating that day, some like guy in his 20s, asked my dad to do a keg stand, and my dad's like, no, I'm good. And then he called him an old man, and then he got up and said, oh, no. And then he showed up the whole tailgate, and that was just a great day overall. And that team may not have amounted to much, but it really kind of pushed me hard in the direction to be the Bills fan that I am today and a season ticket holder. So that was just real. And to this day, 5-1 is two of the numbers in the passcode in my phone because I love Tequila Spike so much.
That's awesome, Scott. That's a great story. I love so much the dad at the tailgate is tremendous. That is really, really good, man. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter how good they were. You know, I mean, it helps if it's a good team. You know, I've got Danny in 75 scoring a winning goal in game one of the semis against Montreal in overtime. And that is I see the whole play. I've watched the replay of it enough times. Like, I can see the whole play. The face-off and them going down the ice and Danny scoring the goal and sliding into the Zamboni doors with his arm up on his side. It's a great memory. And, you know, that's a great team, and they're in the finals. I'm 10 years old, right? So they were that close to winning the Stanley Cup, and, of course, they still haven't. But you don't it doesn't have to be that at all. So that day is – it's on the list, certainly, of top drought games, drought memory games. And, you know, the drought was not that old yet. And even the Patriots' dominance over the Bills was pretty fresh. I mean, that's the opener in 2003 we're talking about, right? So we're only 4 years removed from Music City Miracle. And the Patriots were just ramping into like a decade of dominance. So we didn't really know it yet. By the time that season ended and they beat you back 31-0 on the last game of the season, you might be like, this isn't that great. And they're really good. But still, was a great day. Memorable big plays, of course, helped that a lot. Love it, Scott. And I love the phone passcode is still you got spikes involved in that. That's awesome. Thanks for the call. Bill is next up. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Well, listening to this has been a lot of fun, and happy belated birthday, but, you know, I'm older than all you guys, so.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, my first ticket was the Bills, 64 and 65 Bills, when they won the championship. And I can remember my father used to work for Sports Service, which is Delaware North now. Mm-hmm. We used to get the chance to go to a lot of the games in the Rock Pile. And I can remember, I think it was the Jets, and Ron McDowell blocked the field goal. It was only from like their 10 or 15 yard line. And Jim Dunaway picked up the ball, who was a huge defensive linemen mm-hmm. for those older people, and rumbled all the way down the field. You know, I swear you could feel the whole stadium rocking, every foot that hit the ground as he ran all the way down. But I can name that entire team to this day. You know, that was my thing, man. From Cookie Gilchrist to Tom Day and Sestak, and that was just a great, great team.
Bill, I love that you're out there. Yeah, I know we don't always address those teams to maybe someone like you's liking, your liking, because you know we talk about not having a championship and they won back-to-back AFL titles and that. But I just love that you're out there taking this in, man. Really, it means a lot.
It's always a pleasure listening to you. Matter of fact, I used to listen to you when I worked with your sister Patty. I mean, I'm talking 25 years ago.
Wow! Probably. Yeah, awesome. Bill, thanks a lot. It was really nice of you to call. Appreciate the story, and it's great to hear about the rock pile. We had my buddy John Gale from Canada had a friend in from Atlanta around my birthday. So after the 4th, Saturday, we got to spend the afternoon together and went to a few different places downtown. And there had been, just as it would happen, the way we were driving, we were in the first ward, and, you know, anyone can ride down the Kensington, but I took them through the old East Side neighborhood where the stadium, the old stadium that Bill's talking about going to, used to be. And John had never been over there. And, you know, there's just a facade there, the one at the corner of Best and Jefferson. Still there, and that was such a cool little nugget to be able to show him and his friend from out of town, just a different part of the town that, you know, the football stadium used to be right here, which is still kind of incredible. I mean, I know it's, you know, pretty commonplace in that era to have had stadiums like that, but it's as close as we'd ever been to, like, Mike and I have talked about watching the final game at Everton's legendary stadium that they played in for, like, I don't know, 130 years or something, and they're moving to a newer, modern place, and how it's just nestled in this neighborhood. I mean, drive by Jefferson and Best. That's what you got. It's a neighborhood, and there was a football stadium in the middle of it, which is just awesome. Baltimore's Memorial Stadium, the old stadium that the Colts and the Orioles used to share, was very much the same sort of thing. Thanks again for the call, Bill. I'm looking at the clock. I just clicked on Steve. Can I put Steve on hold? Do I know how to do that? I'm going to put Steve back on hold. I had no idea what time it was. Steve, we'll get to you here, I promise, right after the break. I'm the Bulldog. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.